E is an exceptional percussionist, singer, author, and actress. She began her career in the mid-1970s as a percussionist and singer for the George Duke Band. In 1983, Sheila E. began a successful solo career, starting with her critically acclaimed debut album, which included the career-defining The Glamorous Life. She became a mainstream solo star in 1985 and collaborated with Prince on many additional hit songs. Sheila E. is commonly referred to as the Queen of Percussion, and if you've ever seen her live performance, I'm sure you know why. I had the pleasure of an interview with Sheila E., and here is exactly what happened.
Hi, this is Sheila E.
Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Got a short interview here for you. I know that you're really, really busy. You're always so busy.
I am. It's a blessing.
You are here, there, everywhere.
Yes.
I understand that you grew up with all kinds of music around you, and you became a musician at the age of 3. At what age did you turn professional?
At the age of 15, when I played an amazing concert with my dad. And that basically changed my life. I didn't realize I wanted it that bad until I played with him. And 2 weeks later, I went out on tour.
Wow. At age 15?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, and
that
I never looked
amazing.
Back.
That
and
is
the rest is history.
Now, practically all your whole family are musicians. Is your mom a singer or a musician as well?
She grew up playing a little bit of piano, tap dancing, and singing and stuff. So she does it all. She's also an athlete. That's where all the other stuff comes in. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, everybody knows that you're a master percussionist, Sheila. Do you play any other instruments?
I play a little bit of bass and guitar, not really, you know, just simple chords and stuff. And I used to play more piano back in the day when I write music. So it just depends.
Uh-huh. I would love to see you play bass.
Oh, yeah. I do that once in a while on stage.
Now, meeting a superstar like Prince is enough to make anyone nervous. So I had to ask Sheila E., were you nervous when you met Prince? And I was surprised when she said,
no, he was the one nervous. I was already famous. He was. I don't know why everyone gets this story wrong.
I love that. Yeah. He was the one nervous.
Yes.
Because I think that everybody's under the impression that you went backstage on his show. He came backstage on your show.
No, I went backstage on his show, but no one knew who he was. And when I walked in the backstage, he was nervous and turned around and introduced himself. He already knew who I was. I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So he was the one that was nervous.
Yes, sir.
I've seen and heard several female drummers in my time, but by far you are the one with the heaviest foot on that foot pedal. How did you learn to play a set of drums like that?
I watched a lot of people play, and I just learned by watching the drummers in my dad's band. And then when Billy Cobham was the first to produce my dad and I on a record when I was 16, I think, or 17.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I just learned by watching.
Wow. You're amazing on that drum set. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I've never heard or seen male or female a drummer with so much power and just so quick and so fast and accurate.
Oh, thank you.
I love hearing you on drums.
Thank you.
There is so much energy and passion in your performances. Where does that energy come from?
The passion that I love, the passion and the gift that I have, and I love to do what I get to do. It's exciting, and I'm just so blessed and honored and humbled by people still want to, you know, hear me play, and we have new fans and our fans that have been around for a long time continue to support us. So, you know, I don't take it for granted at all.
Yes.
It's kind of rough.
Well, we're putting together a Best of the Bay Area tribute. How did the music of the Bay Area influence your taste and your style of playing?
It's made me the person and the artist and the musician that I am. Influenced by great music, great musicians from the Bay Area. Yeah, it's definitely part of the foundation of who I am as an artist.
You know, I've read that as a kid that you would sit outside and listen to Tower of Power and Sly and the Family Stone or Hurt. That had to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing for me and my brothers. We would always do what we could to, as soon as we heard about, you know, the bands rehearsing, we would go check it out.
Wow. I would love to just sit on the corner and just listen to Tower of Power, just go through their rehearsals and stuff. And while you're listening, you're learning how to put things together. And God, that had to be amazing.
It was. It was really awesome.
Your autobiography, The Beat of My Own Drum, was published in 2015. Was that a healing experience for you to get that book done and get it completed?
I was already healed by the situation. I was already in the process of continuing to share my story with people all over the world. It was challenging initially to write things down specifically so that people would really understand what I went through. That was the challenging part. I thought it was going to be easier than I thought. But, you know, the great thing about it is knowing that I could share my story and the way that it was received. Mm-hmm. People were blessed and healed by me sharing my story and my testimony. And a lot of people have been healed by that. And that was the purpose.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's will there be a Sheila E. movie coming out?
We're working on it initially, but right now we've been filming my documentary for over 3 years, so that might come out before anything else. So,
Yeah, that would be great. That sure would be wonderful to see that because
thank you.
You've done so much in your career. My goodness, I mean, I didn't know how much you've done until I really started studying and then looking into your background and your experiences. You've worked with Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
How did you meet Marvin? How did you meet Marvin Gaye?
I don't even, a friend, well, he wasn't a friend. This guy had seen me play with my dad, who was Marvin Gaye's road manager. And he came to me and said, hey, I'd love for you to come and play with Marvin on the tour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. You have been blessed throughout your entire career, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And still being blessed.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, working with Prince in the studio, I understand that he was like an endless creative person. How was that like? What was that like working with Prince in the studio?
Both of us together, because I have been in the studio most of my life as well, and we both shared our different ways of recording and doing things in the studio as far as mics and, you know, tones and I engineered a lot of stuff. So I engineered a lot of his guitar playing or punching him in for different things. It was just he and I in the studio. So it just depended on, you know, what we were doing. We both shared different ideas and stuff, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. It seems like you're always moving forward in your career. I understand that you had just completed the Purple Rain tour when you went right into filming Crush Groove.
Yeah.
So you just came off the Purple Rain tour, which had to be exhausting, and then you just start filming Crush Groove?
Yeah, and that was exhausting, definitely. it was not easy. I don't think I was ready for it, but I did it anyway. Uh-huh. But it was hard. It was very challenging.
Okay.
I've been out on tour for over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Purple Rain tour was well over a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're almost done here. I understand that your current tour is taking you all over the world. How are the audiences different in Europe as they are in America? How are the audiences different?
I don't think anything is different with audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Because music the love of music brings people together, and it doesn't matter what ethnicity, it doesn't matter your financial status or where you come from and who you love or don't love, what you believe in or not. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. What matters is that you came because of the love of music, and it brings people together. So an audience, you know, by the end of the night, by the time we're done, our mission is to spread and share the gift of love, and through love, how we can change things, even if it's through music. Uh-huh. And that is our mission. And so if we can reach people all over the world, which we do, through that message, we're winning.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Are you working on any new projects at this time?
Yeah, I have new music coming out in a couple of months. The first single is with Snoop. I had him on one of the tracks. I have a couple of other special guests on different songs.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be out pretty soon.
Okay, I'll keep my eyes open for that. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, Sheila, I really want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. And your music and performances continue to inspire the world. And I thank you for sharing your gift with all of us. We really appreciate you as a person and a musician. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your time and your support. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Simba. Whoa.